I think this week and is so much rings with our present situation here. I think we realize that God is about to turn the age. At the present time, there's an obvious change in the world situation. Those of us who have lived a number of decades are quite aware that this is not business as usual. We're in a very extraordinary time. And so we realize God is about to turn the age. And when the environment changes, we need to see what the Lord is doing. So to make this age-turning move, though, God needs something. He needs a dispensational instrument. And those are overcomers who give God the way to turn the age. So throughout this outline, there was quite a bit of reference to Daniel. And he was a very particular person. He was an overcomer. And in fact, Daniel was a man of preciousness. In fact, he was even called, I think, by the angel. He said, you are preciousness itself. And so he was a person whom God could use to turn the age, saints.
Amen.
And so the question came up in my mind, we need to ask ourselves, how can we today be such persons with dispensational value, that is, overcomers, age turners? So I was looking at this week's morning revival with this kind of perspective. Lord, how about us? How about the saints in Lake Forest? How can we be today overcomers and age turners? So here are some of the points that were helpful to me that I think I'll just convey to you. This morning revival gives us quite a bit of help and encouragement how we could be the overcomers. First thing is I enjoyed at the very beginning that Christ is the unique overcomer. Saints, this should encourage you. Christ is the unique overcomer. But guess what? This Christ, who is a unique overcomer, dwells where? He dwells in our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, don't be discouraged. Brother Todd, don't be discouraged. Christ, unique overcomer, what? Dwells in your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. How wonderful is that? Okay, second, in this age that denies God's expression and tears down his authority, what? We need to allow God to be expressed through us, O saints, and be truly under God's authority. If we are like the people of the world, then the Lord could not use us as his dispensational instrument. Now, to help us with this, we need a few things like Daniel. We need to be those who consecrate ourselves. So, like Daniel, to be absolutely consecrated to God, separated unto God. Where do we see this? Daniel would not eat the king's idolatrous food, and he separated himself, he and his companions, to be an anti-testimony. Amen. And they were such a testimony. They expressed God in their situation. Even they were more fair than all the people that ate the king's idolatrous food. Then here's a very practical point. We need to what? Join ourselves to God's word through prayer. This means we don't just read the word, but we join ourselves to God's desire through his word, even as Daniel did in Daniel chapter 9, 1 through 4. We didn't read it, but it's so precious. When he read in the word concerning what God intended to do, he joined himself to that word with prayer and fasting, and he prayed for the restoration of God's people. He read the prophecy of Jeremiah, and he said, Lord, do it. Amen. Lord, and he was just so desperate. Lord, you must do this. You must do what your word says. So we need to join ourselves to God's desire.
Amen.
So it's so good we could be in the speaking to hear what's on his heart. Then he was a man of prayer. I just appreciate not only Daniel 9, but in Daniel 6, every day he spent particular times. Three times a day he opened his windows toward Jerusalem and prayed for the Lord's will, to carrying out of the Lord's will. And so he was a man of prayer with an excellent spirit. And he lived under God's ruling, and he prayed to lay what? Tracks or rails for God to move, and afforded God the highest cooperation. Mm-hmm. So saints, this is the fifth thing, is we need to be the praying ones. Oh, as we mentioned before about beseeching, may we be every day having times with the Lord to pray. Then six, he had a spirit of martyrdom. I don't care if he says, don't pray. I'll pray anyway. Throw me in the lion's den, no problem. You know, he just says he was more afraid of offending the Lord than he was of being eaten up by lions. So that means that Daniel had the spirit of martyrdom. He was a self-sacrificing person with the spirit of martyrdom. And this was to be a real overcomer, afraid of nothing but offending the Lord.
Amen.
And then seventh thing is the matter of redeeming the time, saints. Oh, I really appreciate this. And I think toward the end, that redeeming the time, that time means opportunities in that Greek word. So I really appreciate Brother Watchman Nee's encouragement to the coworkers. He was talking about when Brother Lee wasn't around, but he says, there's a brother among us. He talked about Brother Witness. He says, there's one thing about our brother. He seems he never misses an opportunity. If there's an opportunity, he grasps it. And so I just feel like with us saints, we need to be those who don't miss the opportunity. Just consider Ananias and said, well, the weather's too hot, you know, and he's a pretty annoying person. You find somebody else to do this one. I mean, it could have been that Saul wouldn't have heard the gospel. And we would have lost a lot that way, right? If Saul wouldn't have gotten saved and become the Apostle Paul. So we need to be those so attuned to the Lord to grasp the opportunities. What? We redeem the opportunities to be faithful, to live Christ, grow Christ, express Christ, and propagate Christ for the building up of the body. And eighth, we need to take action. Brother Lee liked that portion from Isaiah that says, the people who know their God will show strength and take action. So we must be those who not only see the opportunity, but take the action at the right time. And if our service is according to God's will, that day will count. Amen. Don't you want, I tell you the truth, there's some days you feel like there may be years that go by and you just feel like it's a waste of time. But when you participate in the Lord's move, you realize, that was a real redeeming of the time, and a day could be worth 1,000. Then the ninth thing is we need to answer the Lord's call, saints. We need to answer the Lord's call to be vitalized, to be a praying person, to get companions, and even to fellowship how we can gain the opportunities. Now, I said the way to be vitalized, actually, that comes from the training and practice of the vital groups, page 266 in the chapter 1 in that book. And it's a wonderful portion. We don't have time, but on day 5, he mentioned there is the calling for the overcomers. Further, there is the way for us to be vitalized so that we may be the overcomers. Okay, that is in that chapter, and they didn't have time to include it. But if you can, I'd encourage you to read points A through E, and to be stirred in our first love for the Lord with repenting prayers, thorough confession, close, intimate, and thorough fellowship with the Lord and the seeking saints. Reconsecrate yourself. And to be the overcomers in the church life. This is what vital groups are. Okay. And then finally is this number 10. We need to really be no longer living to this earth. We need to turn from the age of procedure to the age of God's heart's desire and pray the age-turning prayers that demand God's answer. Care for what his need is. And wake up and no longer live to the earth. Anyway, this is quite a call this week. So I hope that through this very touching word, we would all be encouraged to take the way to be the overcomers to meet the Lord's need today. Yeah. Amen. Okay, but your turn, and we'll just digest this as best we can. How about, huh?
Saints, I was touched by day 5. The reading talks about life is opportunities. Time is continuous, but opportunities are not. They come and go. And so if you just read that part, you may think, oh, I missed a lot of opportunities, Lord, and get discouraged. And, you know, okay, may as well just give up. But then hallelujah for these verses in the day. Yeah. That
amen.
I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten.
Amen.
So even if you feel like you've missed so many opportunities or time or years, the Lord says, I will restore them. Why? And how can that be? Because a day in your courts is better than 1,000 outside, right? The Lord has different accounting. So one day for him is worth 1,000 somewhere else.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We can give ourselves to his purpose and to fulfill his will by these spending these times in his courts. Mm-hmm. And then just this quote on day six from Watchman. Oh, no, this was Witness Lee. But I went to the bottom, and it's from 1932 to 49. But it really sounds like he's talking about today. The earth is suffering calamities because people on earth do not want God and do not want to care for God's affairs. Doesn't that sound like today?
Yeah.
That was during World War II and all the invasions and things happening. Therefore, if we're to pray to end the time of calamities, we must answer God's demands and care for God's needs. These calamities should wake us up. Even in the message, he said, these calamities today are the Lord tapping us on the shoulder and saying, hello, wake up, to no longer live to the earth. Saints, we should truly consecrate ourselves to answer God's demands on behalf of the church so that God may have a way to come in and turn the age.
Amen.
To the age of his desire. May this be what we do today, saints. May we really turn the age. Don't you feel that this is what God is doing on earth today? There's a lot of opportunities. There's so many upheavals. Even you listen to that video invitation for the gospel meeting. There's all these things happening at the same time. It seems, oh my goodness, how can we deal with it?
Right.
These are opportunities. These are even opportunities because people are getting anxious for their future and for the future of the whole earth even. Why? Because God wants to come. This is an opportunity.
Amen.
May we seize these opportunities. May the Lord restore to us the years the locust has eaten.
Amen.
And may we respond to his call and pray for his needs, not our needs.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.